You've probably heard about women facing crisis pregnancies. Well, today I'd like you, just for the next few moments, to try and imagine that you yourself are in her situation. Imagine with me that you're a young woman about the age of 20. You and your boyfriend of 2 years are living with his friend because he offers cheap rent. You both have jobs that pay slightly more than minimum wage. You find that paying rent each month is difficult, but you're getting by. Your hand-me-down vehicle is on its last leg, and you share that vehicle with your boyfriend, so oftentimes you have to walk to work. Your dad isn't in the picture, and your mom, well, she tries to be supportive, but she can be overbearing, and she struggles to keep her own life intact. This morning, you found out that you're pregnant. You can barely put food on the table for you and your boyfriend, much less pay for all the extra expenses of a child. And how in the world will you manage without an income when you're off work to have the baby and in those first few weeks after the baby's born while you recover? And to top it all off, your boyfriend recently told you he's not sure he wants to be together with you anymore. Can you feel her pressure? If she doesn't know Jesus and she doesn't have friends or family to help, where does she turn? We pray that she turns to us. We are a step for her toward an unfathomably larger source of life and love, Jesus Christ, through his people, the local church. We, his people, provide volunteers to serve her, diapers and formula to help her financially, and relationships so she is not alone. And we pray together that she chooses to trust Jesus as Lord of her life. Psalm 100 says, "It is God who made us, and we are his. We are his people. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations."